这段经文是马太的作者，他记录了有关耶稣基督他在做晚餐啊，跟学生所圣餐的一个经文。
This passage is recorded as Jesus was having the Passover dinner, and he instituted the Holy Communion.
我们知道我们所相信的神，他是一位行动的神。
We know that God who we believe who is a God who is active.
他在就业当中，他在行动，在就业当中，他在行动。
And in the Old Testament, he was already working.
一直到新约时代，他还在行动。
And in the New Testament, he was still working.
甚至到永世里面，他还在行动。
And he will be still working in the eternity.
而所有神的行动都跟拯救有关。
And all he has done or will do has all have something to do with salvation.
神的整个行动就是对我们有益处的。
All he has done is will be beneficial to us.
每一个神的行动当中来诉说着神的拯救跟神的爱。
Everything he has done describes to us what he has done in love.
当我们今天早上在这边守圣餐的时候，我们想到出埃及的时候，以色列百姓他们在守那个逾越节的晚餐。
As we observe the Holy Communion, and let us remember what the Israelites they were observing the Passover dinner.
而在那个逾越节的晚餐当中，有告诉我们很重要的事情。
And in that Passover dinner, he told us very important things.
在那个图画当中，他告诉我们，这我们是他们是蒙拯救的一个纪念。
And he told them, this is a remembrance of the blessedness.
因为当他们吃那一餐之后，他们就要离开埃及了。
Because once they finish the dinner, they will be leaving Egypt.
而在吃那一餐的时候，他们的肚子是很饿的。
And when we're about to eat, they were very hungry.
神告诉他们说，如果你们一家可以把整只羊吃完，就一家宰一只羊。
He had told them if your family can consume the whole lamb, you can go ahead eat the whole lamb.
如果一家不能吃完，就两家一起吃。
And however, if you cannot eat up a whole lamb and share with a neighbor.
所以羊的一些东西都要全部吃下去。
And everything about or in the lamb will be eaten.
因为这一餐之后，他们就要离开埃及了。
Because once they finish the dinner, they will leave Egypt.
而当他们在吃的时候，他们是站着的，很战战兢兢的吃的。
And while were they eating, they were eating standing in a hurry.
每个人站着像一个神国的精兵士兵一样站着吃饭。
They were standing firmly as a soldier of the kingdom.
而且是很严肃的。
And it was a solemn ceremony.
像一个犹太人，耶稣基督他想起这件事情来。
And Jesus being a Jew, he remembered this.
因为在那个逾越节的晚餐当中，那是一个安全的标记。
And during the Passover dinner, it was a sign to them that they were safe.
所有在他们的门上都有羔羊的血抹在上面。
And on the door thresholds.It was smeared with the blood of the lamb.
当那天晚上魅力的天使经过的时候，他看见门上有血，有羔羊的血，他就越过去。
And when the death angel saw the blood, they will pass over that door.
然后他们就得拯救了。
And the people behind the door will be saved.
但他们是住在埃及的 community 里面的。
However, they were still live in the community of Egypt.
你可以想象在那天晚上有多少哭嚎的声音、哀痛的声音。
You can just imagine the crying, the grieving sound all over Egypt.
而在整个以色列百姓的家庭当中，毫无这种声音。
Nevertheless, there was no crying in any of the Jewish family.
但那种气氛是非常紧张的。
It was a horrible time.
那种是非常严肃的一个时刻。
It was an extremely solemn moment.
他们甚至不知道那个魅力的天使已经经过他们了。
They had no idea whether the death angel had passed them over.
而当他们自己最后出发的时候，他们庆幸他们活着。
Once they start moving, they realized they were so overjoyed that they were still there living.
神的行动在这个拯救当中来表达出来。
And the work of God has revealed very clearly in this.
以色列百姓成功的出埃及了。
The Israelites they were successfully left Egypt.
几千年以后，耶稣基督再把这个故事重述出来。
And thousand years later, Jesus repeat and remind of the story.
耶稣是一位伟大的释放者。
And Jesus indeed is a great redeemer, a deliverer.
他要把我们从罪当中释放出来。
He delivered us, set us free from sin.
而这个释放不是容易的。
And it's not easily done.
因为撒旦的权势非常的大。
And the price he had paid was great.
所以耶稣在这晚餐当中，他释放了我们从罪恶当中，让我们离开那个罪。
And through the Passover dinner, he set us free and free from sin.
让我们跟他建立新的关系。
And we have also therefore established a new relationship with him.
所以这样的 一种安全的表记告诉我们说，当我们在耶稣基督里面。我们在地上有安全，在天上有安全，我们现在安全了，我们将来也在安全里面。
So this also tells us that we are saving him now, later in the future as well.
就像在约翰福音三章三十六节告诉我们的。
约翰福音三章三十六节。In the third chapter, verse 36 in the Gospel of John.
他说：“信主的有永生，不信主的没有永生。”
He who believes in me shall have eternal life. He who does not believe in me will perish.
而且神的震怒藏在他们身上。
And the indignation of the Lord will be upon them as well.
当我们背负了神的震怒的时候，我们是没有安全感的。
If we have the indignation of the Lord upon us, we will never have a peace.
但是今天当我们在说这个圣餐的时候，告诉我们是有安全的。
As we are about to observe the Holy Communion, it tells us that we are saving Him.
而这个安全不是这个世界赐给我们的。
And this peace is not the world can give.
而且这个安全不是我们的那个在银行的 account 多少钱来给我们的。
And it's not because we have money in the bank.
而这个安全是从耶稣基督来的。
And the peace comes from.Jesus Christ.
那就是耶稣在那个圣餐的晚上，他要带出的一个信息。
And this is the message he wanted disciples to know.
耶稣另外带出的信息是约的观念。
And this is the message is about a covenant.
当我们在讲到约的时候，是讲到人跟人之间的约的关系。
When we talk about a contract, it's a relationship between men.
但是耶稣说。这是我所立的新约的时候，是借着我的血所立的新约。这个约是什么
？And but however, Jesus said, "This is a new covenant and made in my blood." What kind of covenant is this?
这个约是很重要的。
It is so meaningful.
那是借着耶稣人跟神之间一个约建立起来的。
It is a communion between God and man.
而这个约是一种新的关系。
And it is a brand new relationship.
而这个约本身就是耶稣基督。
And this covenant actually is Jesus Himself.
所以耶稣借着他的生，借着他的死，把这个约建立起来了。
And the covenant was built upon His birth and also His death.
因为耶稣他在约福音十四章第六节告诉我们说：“我是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”
In John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, the life. No one can come to Father except through me."
而这个约是带我们到父的那里去的一个约。
And this is the covenant that He promised He will take us to the Father.
所以我们感谢神。
We want to thank Him.
但是逾越节的晚餐跟我们现在所圣餐的晚餐有点不一样。
But there's a slight difference between the Holy Communion we observe and the Passover communion then.
逾越节的晚餐是个行动的晚餐。
And the Passover dinner was a dinner of action.
那是为着所有饥饿的人所预备的一餐正式的晚餐。
It was a formal dinner prepared for all who were hungry.
但是我们今天在这边守圣餐的时候
，But as we now to observe the Holy Communion,
我们吃的是一块小小的饼，一杯小小的葡萄汁。
What we take is a little piece of bread and a cup of wine.
但是就在这样的一个小小的饼，当耶稣他拨开的时候，这个饼是给全世界都可以吃饱的。
Even though they are small in small quantity, although when he broke it, they will be able to fill all man.
而他所写这个杯是所有在旧约时代的一个期望，新约时代的期望。
And this cup is a fulfillment of the hope and prophecy in Old Testament.
一种福分就是。 弥赛亚要来临了。
And it signified that the Messiah has come.
那个杯带领他们到一个正确位置上面去。
And the cup means that they are in a good and right position.
所以当耶稣这个杯，这个葡萄汁倒进这个杯的时候，就是注入了一个新的黎明，一个新的希望。一个新的光明跟新的荣耀在里面。
When the wine poured into the cup, it gave us a new hope and a new beginning.
所以我们感谢主，他真的是把他自己就放在那个杯饼跟杯里面。
We just want to thank him, through the bread and the wine, we're actually taking himself.
当我们在吃这个饼的时候，我们就刚刚我们在念圣经在二十八节说，因为这是我立约的血。
As we have read already, this is the blood of the covenant.
而且是为多人流出来的。
It's poured out for many.
使罪得赦。
For the forgiveness of sins.
所以我们想到这个圣餐的时候，我们有五点要跟弟兄姐妹很快的分享一下。
And I want to share 5 points with you.
第一点就是这个圣餐，这是个纪念。
And the Holy Communion is a remembrance.
不单单我们纪念到旧约时代，我们纪念到耶稣基督。
Not only we remember what happened in the Old Testament, we also remember Christ Jesus.
我们纪念他的生，我们纪念他的死，我们要纪念等候他的再来。
We remember his birth, his death, and also remember to wait for him to return.
不单单是我们纪念耶稣基督。
Not only we remember Christ Jesus.
耶稣也在纪念着我们。
And also Jesus Christ is remembering us.
当所有地上的心跟天上的心结合的时候，那个纪念就产生一个生命，一个荣耀出来。
And we have the same heart and the mind, and the glory of the Lord will be revealed.
而这个圣餐不单单是一个纪念。
This, of course, this Holy Communion is not just a remembrance.
它是一个交通。
And it's also a communion.
它是很重要的交通。
It's a super important communion.
不管你是在 CCCSB 或者在 FCCCF，
It doesn't matter which church you are in.
或者你是真的在蒙受信为基督堂来到这个地方。
Or you are in some other church.
我们借着这个饼跟杯，我们彼此在交通。
And through this cup and the bread, we can commune with one another.
不管你讲中文，不管你讲英文，我们对着这个饼、这个杯，我们彼此在交通。
Regardless what language you speak, through the cup and the bread, we are also commune.
这种交通没有阻碍。
And there's nothing to stop us.
感谢主把这样的交通赐给我们。
We want to thank the Lord for giving us this communion.
而且我们刚刚讲到，这是个约。
We also said this is a covenant.
这个约是非常重要的。
It is the most important covenant.
是个新的关系。
And it's a new relationship.
所以当我们每次在吃这个饼、喝这个杯的时候，你要想到这个是一个关系。
As we take the bread and the cup, remember this is a relationship.
这个是新的关系。
And this is a new relationship.
忘记你的弟兄姐妹的过去。
Forget what happened, who did what to you.
就像神忘记我们过去一样。
Just as God has forgiven us our.
就像耶稣基督在十字架上流出宝血来遮盖我们的过去一样。
Just like Christ Jesus on the cross, He shed His blood and covered all our past.
不要纪念他的过去。
Now remember the past.
就从这个开始。你愿意跟他建立一个新的关系。
And just take this moment off and to have a new relationship with him.
而这个新的关系不单单是你跟他而已。
This relationship not just between God and you.
就是这个关系里面还有耶稣基督。
And Christ Jesus is also in this relationship.
这个新的关系是借着耶稣基督他做成的。
And the covenant is established upon what Christ Jesus has done.
是耶稣基督在哥哥大十字架上做成的。
It's what he has done on the Calvary.
把两下都接合在一起了。
And we're two are one now.
同归于一。
We'll all become one.
然后我们就长成满有基督长成的身量。
We can grow up like Christ.
所以等一下我们守圣餐的时候知道这是个交通。
And I want you to remember, this is a communion.
是个约。
It is a covenant.
很重要的一件事情。
It's very important.
圣餐是一个洁净。
Holy communion is also holy.
这个洁净非常的重要。
It's super important.
因为在希伯来书第九章二十二节告诉我们什么？他说，凡物都是要借着血来洁净的，若不流血。罪就不得赦免。
in Hebrew, we have learned that God said everything is cleansed through blood. Without the blood, nothing is holy.
说明当你在喝这个杯的时候，这个杯是什么？
So when we drink this cup, what is this cup?
这个杯是什么？
What is this cup?
这个杯是耶稣的血。
It is the blood of Christ.
耶稣的血喝到我们里面来的。
We take and we drink the blood of Christ.
他来洁净我们。
His blood is to cleanse us.
每次我们受圣餐的时候，我们知道我们是重新的被洁净的。
And what every each time when we take the blood, we know we are being cleansed once again.
因为被洁净，所以神喜悦我们。
Because we are cleansed, therefore we can please the Lord.
所以我们说，我们这意思说，这你们喝的是我的血。
So therefore, Jesus said, you are drinking my blood.
这一点，圣餐告诉我们一个很重要的 point 是什么？
And the last point is that the Holy Communion tells us，
圣餐是我们每次守圣餐，是我们向耶稣基督宣示我们的效忠跟跟随的一个记号。
It also a declaration to him that we want to devote our lives to him。
如果你在罗马的废墟当中，你会看到很多士兵在祭坛边在效忠他们的国家。
If you go around the ruins of the Roman temples, you will see the soldiers. They were pledged to their devotion to their God.
当我们围绕在耶稣基督的圣餐台前的时候
，When we come before the table of the Lord,
我们从心中跟主耶稣说
，Let us to say to him from our heart.
主耶稣，感谢你为我被钉死在十字架上，流出宝血来拯救我。
Lord Jesus, I want to thank you. You have nailed yourself on the cross to save me.
当我吃这个饼的时候
，As I take this bread.
当我喝这个杯的时候
，As I take this cup.
我向你宣誓，我向你宣告，我要效忠你，我要效法你，我要跟随你。
I declare I shall follow you. I shall devote all my life to you. I shall be like you.
如果我们用这样的心来守圣餐的时候
，If we have this mental attitude,
这个圣餐就不再是一般你们的吃喝而已。
And this table is no longer just eating or drinking.
愿主耶稣把这样的信息放在我们心中。
Because Lord Jesus has put this message in our heart.
我们请连牧师来带我们守圣餐。
We would ask the Reverend Lin to come up.
我们请所有执事出来帮忙把这个弄一下，谢谢。
欢迎所有受过洗的弟兄姊妹来到主的桌前，跟主同坐席。
Welcome all of you who have been baptized to begin this feast with our Lord Jesus.
当主耶稣被卖那一夜
The night when Jesus was betrayed,
他有拿起饼
He took up the bread,
祝谢，然后拨开说，这是我的身体。
He gave thanks and then he broke it, and this is, says, this is my body.
人们每逢吃的时候要如此行，为了是纪念我。
Whenever you take it, remember.
饭后，他照样拿起这个杯，说：“这个杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行。”
After dinner, he also lifted up the cup and says, "This is the blood of my covenant. Remember me."
因为你们每逢吃这个饼、喝这个杯，是表明主的死是等到他了。
Every time you take this bread and drink this blood, it signifies the coming of the Lord.
愿主的恩惠与你们同在，让我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you.
带领我们来到你的桌前。
You have led us to come before your table.
让我们与你同坐席。
And we can dine with you.
求你开我们的眼睛。
Amen.
Please open our eyes.
让我们知道，让我们看到耶稣就在我们当中。
We shall see that Christ is among us.
你亲自要递给我们这个饼还有杯。
The new salt will give us your bread and your blood.
我们与你同坐席的时候，主啊，带领我们进入你的奥秘里边。
Amen.
As we dine with you, lead us into your mystery.
让我们体验神你的祝福是何等的伟大。
Let us experience your great love.
谢谢主那么爱我们。
And thank you for your love. How much you loved us.
奉耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
好，这个时刻来，我们一起请执事们来服侍。
We're asking Deacon to help us.
像我这样有三颗针流尽为我流血舍身的梦寻找与你真神高扬我来我来 Just as I am waiting not to remove my soulOh, one that brought to thee most
love.
哎，再听，再听到了，再讲。像忧虑不安，许多矛盾从今以来，我心内外恐惧挣扎。真神高扬我来我来
有没有人有没有人还没有拿到的
Is there anyone who has not received the bread?
好，当然你拿到之后让我们一起来享用就是耶稣基督的身体
Let us all to take it together this is the body of Christ
这个杯是用我的血所立的新约。
After
dinner, 每逢喝的时候要如此行来纪念。
After dinner, Jesus lifted up the cup and said, "This is the blood of my covenant. Do this in remembrance of me."
梦想耶稣基督对你的大爱。
像我这样贫困盲目，求你医治心灵疾苦，凡我。所许你能满足真神高扬我来我来
这是耶稣基督为我们流的宝血，让我们一起来享用。
This is the blood he poured out for us. Let us partake together.
因为每逢吃这个饼喝这个杯，是表明主的时只等到他来。
Every time when you receive the cup and bread, means that he will do. This is his body, his covenant, and wait for him to return.
刚才马可师告诉我们，耶稣说：“我告诉你们，从今以后我不再喝这个杯。”
And Reverend Ma already told us, Jesus said, "From now on, I will no longer to drink."
等到在父的国里面，从你们喝那个新的。
Until shall be in the kingdom of God to take this with you.
但是我在想，我要继续喝这个杯，下一次还要请这个毛牧师来主持，然后我喝他主持的这个杯。
But I thought that we shall continue to observe the table. Next time, we'll have Reverend Mao to lead us the Holy Communion. I shall take from his hand.
然后呢，耶稣不再喝了，他就走上十字架了。我们不必，所以我们就一直等，一直喝，喝到那一天。
After that supper, Jesus went to be crucified. Then he went to heaven. But we're still on earth. We'll continue to partake the table.
在父国里面呢，喝新的那个时刻，我希望大家都在看到大家。
We shall drink new in his kingdom, and I wish all of you will also be there.
好，一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们存着感恩的心。
Our Lord, we come with a thankful heart.
谢谢你悦纳我们。
And we thank you that you have received us.
也求你保守我们众弟兄姊妹。
We ask your protection over our brothers and sisters.
直到你为我们预备的天上的筵席那一刻。
Until the day that you have, to the banquet you have prepared for us in heaven.
谢谢你听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督圣名。
We thank you for hearing our prayers in Jesus' holy name.
Amen. Amen.